The young organist Cameron Carpenter is redefining what it means to be an organist in the 21st century. And one of the ways he's doing that redefinition is with the instrument that he plays. It's called an international touring organ. It's the only organ of its kind in existence. It's been described by the Los Angeles Times, and I quote, "A fantastically versatile electronic instrument with magnificent sounds sampled from Carpenter's favorite organs around the world." And as we're just about to hear, one of those favorite organs is right here in Buffalo at the Shays Performing Arts Center. It's the Mighty Wurlitzer, where Cameron visited when he was just a youngster.
Big Wurlitzer at Shays Buffalo Performing Arts Center was one of the most, in some ways, maybe the most influential organ in my childhood.
Why was the Shays Wurlitzer so influential in your developing years?
Well, I grew up in northwestern Pennsylvania, about an hour and a half north of Pittsburgh. And as a young child, I had always, I was 8 to 10 years old at the time, but I had always, so far, been aware in my research of the theater organ, but I had never played one. And I was graciously allowed several times by the management to have some hours with that organ. And it's not just one of the great theater organs in terms of design. I think it's really one of the great American organs. It represents much of the zenith of American expansionism in organ building and in industry. And it's an instrument that could never have been achieved anywhere else but in the United States. And that, more than anything, made me want to be an organist and to be able to define what I consider an organ to be, which is what I now am doing.
Cameron Carpenter brings his international touring organ, the only organ of its kind in existence. It takes two trucks to transport it, one truck to move the console, in other words, the keyboard, the foot pedals, and all of the stops, the thing at which the organist sits, and then another truck to transport the sound system. There are two sound systems in existence, and they are strategically located on both continents so that Cameron Carpenter can go on tour. One of the sound systems is housed in Massachusetts. The other one is in Berlin, Germany. And we're going to get to hear Cameron Carpenter and this international touring organ Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. at Klein Hands Music Hall when Joanne Folletta conducts the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. And then again Saturday night at 8 with an encore of the same program. For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.